Let's check in on the world of cycling now. Noel Sen, Sen's Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, is our cycling expert. He's on the phone now. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Now, a bit going on. Let's run through some stuff. So, Connor Sen's nephew, Connor, he's racing at the moment in Europe. And you were saying that it looks like one of his teammates is sort of always up and featuring a bit. So, obviously, Connor and the other lads are probably doing a lot of the grunt work.
Yeah, I reckon they are. They're racing in Italy in a stage race called the Adriatica Ionica. Nice name. Mm. And their teammate, Paul Dubbel, he was coming third, but he's still in the top 10. He's in ninth position, very handily placed. So the team would be working for him. That's what happens in teams in cycling. You have one designated rider for the GC, and hopefully that team goes well. It's good to see him getting some big races over there anyway. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, talking of big races, long weekend, of course, this weekend, and the three-day club tour in Bendigo. 3 days riding. Is tour short for torture?
Yeah. It's a really good race, Robbo. I used to do it, I don't know how many I've done. I've probably done a dozen of them over the years. And they have three categories, A and a B and a C grade. A grade has 50 riders in it, which is pretty good. And the number one saddle cloth in A grade, and in my opinion, the outright favourite is Blake Agnoletto. Good to see Blake back from his track training in Adelaide. He'll be flying. Last year's winner, Dylan McKenna, he's not coming down from Queensland, so it's open for Blake to win it this year, I reckon, anyway. B grade has got a similar amount of numbers, and C grade was a bit down entries this year. I think they got about, I don't know, 15 riders. But, no, good tour. And they'll be riding like 300 kilometres over those 3 days, Robbo. Easy, and they'll be climbing Mount Tarrengower over in Malden, which is a beautiful climb to look at. Pretty hard on the bike, though. Good luck to them all.
Yeah, absolutely. A beautiful climb. That's not two words that don't register together in my mind, mate. That's for sure.
Hey, yeah, probably right.
Yeah. Hey, a bit of sad news, too. Greg LeMond been diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah. Look, it's scary. Like, a lot of the cyclists do get sick as they get older. I mean, anyone does in the human race, but a lot of the bike riders get sick very early in their lives. And he had a bad run years ago. Like, when he won his first Tour de France, he got shot in a hunting accident, and he had a lot of problems for many years. And he came back and won two more Tour de Frances, but maybe he could have won half a dozen. Mm. But maybe getting shot with the lead poisoning affected him for the rest of his life. But anyway, now the poor man's got leukemia. So good luck to Greg LeMond, the only legal winner for America of the Tour de France, which is quite an interesting story itself there.
Yeah, interesting term too. Legal winner, yes. Hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, just on the free female front, Belinda Bailey, believe she's back home. She's been doing well in her trip to Europe. And Peter Mullen's still doing very well, we believe, in America as well.
Yeah, Belinda did really well overseas. It'll be good to see her get back and do a bit of racing in Bendigo. She had a lot of form over there. It was great to see she got on the podium and put some big performances up. But Peter Mullen, she's racing in Virginia and Washington, and she's still getting up on the podium. So I think she had two wins, two places, and still getting up near the front now. And she's on fire over in America. So we'll try and give her an update and see how she goes in the next few days in this big Criterium series over there. But very handy. Robert, I forgot to mention, I'm a bit remiss of me here, the kids will be on to me. There's a junior two-day tour on this weekend too, as well as the senior open three-day tour. So
okay,
the juniors will be out and about over 2 days. Good on them.
Fantastic. Now, for those who don't do like a lead-up race like the Tour of Italy, the Giro, in the lead-up to the Tour de France, a lot of them would be in this Criterion Dauphiné. Would that be fair?
Yep. Yeah, that's always a big lead-up race for the Tour de France, Criterium de Dauphiné. And it's a hard race. They have a lot of the stages from the Tour de France. Some of the climbs from the Tour are going to be in that race. So it's a good hit-out for them. And Wout van Aert, we've talked about Wout many times. He's a legend. He won the first stage. Looked like he's going to win the second stage, but came close and got second last night in the third stage. So he's certainly up there in all of them, showing his colours. And he wants to ride for the green jersey in the Tour de France. And look, he is that good. I think he could win the yellow jersey one day, but he's a little bit big. That's his only problem. Mm. Like, I think he weighs 85 kilos, which is a bit of a problem against climbers that are 55 kilos.
Yeah.
That'll be Wout's major problem on huge climbs, but he'll win that green jersey, I reckon, in the Tour.
Fantastic. All right, well, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but you have yourself a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll hear you on Saturday afternoon with Jono on the sideline view, and I look forward to chatting to you next Wednesday.
Mark, I have to add one thing very quickly. Yes. I was told by another Gold announcer on the weekend to have a teaspoonful of cement, right?
Harden
well,
up.
I did. I took the teaspoon of cement, and I've ridden to work every day since in the rain, and I've ridden home in the rain. Yeah, so the cement worked.
Fantastic. Well done, you. All right? I never had any doubt, mate, that you're full of cement. You're full of other stuff too, Noel, sometimes. But anyway, I digress. Have yourself a fabulous week, mate.
Cheers, Robbo. Have a good weekend.
You too.